Okay, folks, welcome along. Welcome along, Mr. Fanning.
Been a long time coming, eh, right?
Yes, it has. Oh, we couldn't get a name for ages.
Yeah.
Settled on. Welcome to Wisdom on Tap, everybody. That is the name of this show. And we're going to be coming at you every week. Coming in your ears, coming in your eyes. Every week. I don't know where people prefer it, in their ears or in their eyes. But that's what we laugh at. But
both sides. Mate, I'm glad you thought that through, mate.
I thought that through, yeah. No, every week we're going to be rolling
is
in.
Is that how you call it? Wisdom on Tap?
Yeah.
Man, I like that.
Do you like that?
Yeah. Wisdom it was the first time tap. I heard of it.
Yeah.
Now you broke the news.
Well, it was spawned. Is that the word?
I don't know what you're talking about coming in ears and now you're talking about spawned.
It was spawned out of the idea of like a good laid back show and like two blokes, whoever, bloke just having a chat like pub style. That's the rule of thumb. So I wanted a pubish theme in a sense. It's like, you know, like a nice relaxed vibe where we can just bounce back and forth with someone rather than one of those interviews. Where people are like, so can you give me your five top tips for sleep?
Got like
tip
a fucking
one.
Posture of broom at the back. Like you can't look anything but yourself.
Tip one for sleep.
Yeah.
Make sure the room is dark.
Mm.
Oh wow, yeah. So I didn't want it to be like that. I wanted it to be more conversational. Like me and you when we go to the pub and have a pint. And
well, that's where the wisdom lives, right?
Yeah. And then we were like, well, we're always going to talk about some development, aren't we? Even if we don't want to. So if you're tuning in thinking, what's this going to be about every week? It's going to be stuff like we've already had some guests, obviously pre-recorded them because that's how we have to roll. But we've got monks, we've had musicians.
Yeah.
We've got army veterans coming on. We've got people who have run flipping stupid races across the flipping world.
Jeez, yeah.
Yeah, we've got a great mixture of people coming in with interesting stories.
Yeah.
So that's what it's...
Bags of wisdom.
Yeah, and you...
Wisdom on Tap.
But without forcing it down your neck. Just listening to a conversation and going, wow.
That's a great name. I think you've nailed that.
It's interesting.
Yeah. It was better than what was the other one, like the idea, like shit happens.
Shit happens.
That's a big jump from shit happens to Wisdom on Tap.
Yeah. Well, you know, I must have shared 47 voice messages with Mark about it every day. Producer Mark's in the background, folks. You're not going to hear from Producer Mark much, but you're going to hear us talk about him.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Handsome as shit. Oh, he is a stud.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him sat there.
Barefoot.
Barefoot. Living it. He just slid his glasses on.
35 cameras.
Very seductively.
75 lights. I mean, it's a proper setting, right?
I mean it's brilliant. Well, when you consider Mark normally films adult videos. It's brilliant. When you think about it.
Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't sat on the couch yet.
Me too.
I haven't sat on there because, had a group just leave. Let's see, like, I don't know what's been going on over there.
But environment, if you wanted an environment for Wisdom on Tap, this is how it should look.
Yeah.
Maybe you got the wisdom from this room.
Yeah.
To call it Wisdom on
Tap. I don't
think
we can even call this a podcast if you're listening to this or watching this, because I think of traditional podcasts as more like people doing the podcast circuit, having the same interview with every different top podcaster,
yeah.
Same questions. I mean, it's not going to be like a show, isn't it?
I think that's people are just screaming out for real, you know?
True.
And this robotic, synthetic tone where it's less about them and more about us, where I think us, we love conversations. We have got bags of wisdom, loads of experiences. We're going to, there's one thing that I know we're going to get from this is that we're going to use many different angles to get the point across, right?
Yeah. I tell you something as well, and I'm just going to be purely honest about this. When I thought about having a podcast, I thought, I don't want to just be sat here interviewing loads of different people.
Mm.
I want to speak. Like, I've got some stuff I want to say. You think in my day job, we're coaching all the time and you're not really just, and coaching isn't like, oh, I'm going to tell everyone what's on my mind. Yeah. Some people probably coach like that, but that's shit. It's like I'm speaking about what's required, what's needed, what's helpful to the individual. And sometimes you're like, well, I want to talk about life.
Yeah.
I want to talk about music. I want to talk about stupid stories about my family. I want to talk about my journey, your journey. Like, I want to talk
yeah,
as like much it. As sit listening to people every week. And that's not because I think I know everything, But it's like, no, I want to talk. I want to get out there. I've got shit to say. And also, I just don't want to keep writing all the time.
So. Well, that's your style. And on top of this, if you only listen to this on audio, I encourage you to go and watch it on video, because you will also see the most colourful jumpers ever from the Mr. Man.
And a great Simon beard William. From Ben. And
I mean, so I've been putting some...
It's this morphed, isn't it? Because we were like, oh, Ben's going to come on and be a co-host for a while. But now you're just, you're in here, you're the man. And most people coming to this are probably going to be coming here originally from following us at some point. But obviously it's going to reach millions, because this will be the top podcast at some point show in the world, obviously. But, you know, you're in now every week, aren't you? You're the fixture. Because also, I think this is where it also came from. Now and again, we get on camera together, don't we?
Yeah.
In our communities, and people are like, oh, I love listening to you two talk. So you're like, maybe we need to do more of that. Maybe everyone needs to hear us talk.
Well, that's it. At least if it does tank, we enjoy conversations like this, right?
I don't care. It's not going to tank, is it? If it does, like, we will just go back into the adult industry. I've got no problem with that.
I mean,
I've got to make my money.
It's a nice thing to fall back on.
Yeah. But we used to say all the time, remember, we travel a lot in a car together. We were like, mate, Matt, have some good stuff.
Yeah, imagine that was a podcast. Should have recorded that.
We need Mark in the back.
I know.
We're in the front, just sat in the flipping footwell. It's
that. You need like hidden cameras in all our cars. Just pick that. That's a good idea, actually. Can you do that, Mark? You put like hidden cameras in the car. You can.
Just hit record. I can't get back up.
Yeah.
It's a flipping slidey seat I'm on. So, yeah. That's what people, it's what, if you're listening, it's what you're going to expect. We've got to do the traditional 0-0 episode where we tell you what you're going to get every week. This is what you're going to get. You're going to get a bit of madness. It's deep sometimes. It's stupid other times.
Crazy.
Real. Yeah, there's some stories in that and there's some fun in there. I was actually just thinking off camera, we were talking about coaching and the amount of feedback I now get from randomers on Facebook. And you used to get this, I'm sure, when you were actually active.
I don't really get that much shit, you know.
I wonder why that
Come
is.
Come on. Yeah. It's the thing, like, everyone gets a lot of shit. For some reason, I don't get no shit. So well, if I did, they used to just put them to bed
shit.
Straight away.
No one abuses me, but they're trying kind of...
I know best.
Yeah, give me like random, like people I don't know, by the way. It'd be just like, oh, I saw this ad. You need to be more professional. You need to swear less. You need to like do this. And like you were joking around. It's always somebody... I said it's always other high-performance coaches who comment... who aren't actually doing any high performance coaching. They just like want to do it.
Like them guys who do the, I'm going to earn, you know, I'm going to teach you how to get £10,000 a month. Mom, is the Wi-Fi on? Shut the fuck up. You never earned £10,000 in your life.
My first job, I reckon what did I earn for my first job? Probably less than £10,000 a year.
Well, you know, in fact, it's a good point to point out in the first episode that you must be very diligent in who you listen to.
Very true.
That is probably the first rule of Fight Club, right? Who you listen to has a big impact. Mm. So, you know, if some crazy shit, some wisdom on tap isn't for you, then, you know, don't waste your time.
Yeah, be careful the image people portray online. Because we've been around a lot of them.
Oh, a lot.
And you're like, wow.
We've got a lot of wisdom, right?
It's on tap.
It's on tap.
It's fucking flowing out.
Pause a pint of that shit, will you?
But I tell you what, on that note, though, I was... I always remember you know about that you said telling that story about that lad who's like, I'm gonna teach you how to earn X amount pound a month, and then they're still in their bedroom at home, But I was coaching for Paul and softball, and I went on holiday, and he said, can you turn up and do the Q&A? And I was like, yeah, no worries. I was with my parents. I just went on a breakaway. We got this house we hired out. And I had it propped up in my mum's bedroom. She wasn't there. I had the sort of laptop here, you know, trying to find some. Sat down, log on, maybe 80 or so blokes. And, you know, I'm doing my thing, you know, answering questions. Knock on the door. Opens up. Simon? Yeah. We're going now. I'm like, yeah, all right, mum, I'm on a Q&A, right? It gets better. She closes the door. Back to it. People are giving me a bit of stick. Hey, we want all of your mum. Yeah. Opens the door. So that's Pink Panther in it. Dang, I'm watching her in the camera. So it's like, is there a camera there, Mark? Can you see me? So I'm just watching her and I could just see her sneaking up over my shoulder in the middle of this live Q&A, right? And I'm like, I'm talking. And she goes, here's £10.
Oh, you lie.
get yourself an ice cream when you go down the beach. Here you go. Thanks, mum. Fuck, no. I never lived that down. Jeez. They were like, your mum just gave you £10 for the...
Sorry.
Yeah. She has, yeah. But anyway, you should really listen to me.
Mate, you've come a long way since then, I tell you now.
I said, mum, I was on a thing. She went, I felt bad because we gave the grandkids 10 quid. I never had kids then. And she was like, you know, I just felt like, you know, I felt bad not giving you something. I was like, fuck you now. I never lived that down. Hey. Every time I jumped on, is your mum coming on today?
It shows that your mum will always see you as a baby, innit? And you always see you as a kid. You know what I mean? Well, how big you grow up.
Yeah. She'll message me tonight. Have you got to Manchester, okay? Yes, mum. You be careful up there. I know, mum, I will. Yeah. Don't worry.
It's all right, I'm with Ben.
I'm with Ben, which is bound to be chaos.
Fucking Northern grit.
I'm just disappointed. We got a big event tomorrow in Manchester, which means I can't get into Albert's Slosh, is it?
Mm.
Favourite bar in Manchester.
Yeah, Belto. Big bar in Manchester, that. It's a cracking spot, though, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Not me. What a concept.
When we were there last, there were people just throwing names, not literally like that, names of songs into hats.
Yeah.
And the group were just karaoke? Playing them.
Yeah.
Like a couple of piano players, a couple of guitarists, a couple of drummers, a couple of singers. They just jam it out for a second and then play it. Blew me away.
Well, that's what this podcast
watching
is
you dance
be, right?
To ABBA.
What?
Watching you dance to Money.
To ABBA. I was raised on that.
Yeah.
Well, just some of the bands. Like my mum was always ABBA, Elvis, all that stuff, but that was Guns N' Roses, AC/DC. Bob Marley. I'm, you know, great musicians at the time. Yeah, music's dying off. Maybe we'll talk about that on another podcast.
I haven't really listened to much modern and good music. I'm always stuck on the old stuff.
Yeah, you love that stuff, innit?
Yeah.
Rolling Stones. On the road again.
I'm into Fleetwood Mac at the minute.
You know me, I tell you what, during lockdown, one of my granddad's brothers, just as old as him, he's 94 now, he passed away, Dennis, at 94, but he was older than my granddad. And we rock up. You know, and this guy was still independent just before COVID, bless him. He was still getting a tram and go to the market and do his thing and all that. So obviously it just killed him off, not being able to be mobile. So he'd not been hairdressers, you know, obviously he's looking a bit rough and that, but we go up to see him and me auntie knocks on and he opens the door and he's there, rough as soul stare, you know, all over the show with his Fleetwood Mac t-shirt on. Twice, you know, too big, looking more like a bleeding dress and a finger. And his jogging pants, and I'm just like, man, that is a guy that don't give a shit.
Man, I didn't realise Fleetwood Mac, are they one of the top selling artists of all time? I also didn't realise
But they got a groove.
Led Zeppelin as well. I thought they've outsold the Stones and that.
Who's that guy from Pink Floyd? What's that Pink Floyd guy called? Eddie Summit? No, what's he? The Pink Floyd, he's got some big record for the loudest record, the concert or something, isn't he? Something mad like that.
All I know is when it comes to music, I have a broad thing. I quite like a bit of classical. I like a bit of rap and stuff like that. Anything. If it sounds good, it sounds good to you.
Yeah, I'm the same.
A bit like this podcast. If it sounds good to you, it sounds good to you, doesn't it?
We're going to get a big variety, on this podcast. Good variety.
Yeah, loads of variety. Bit of directors. Because it should be an expression of who we are at the moment. So it's going to change, isn't it? You know, at this point, I'm like, wow, you know, I'm probably going to talk about different things this month than I would have 3 months ago.
Mm.
That's the key. It just can't be vanilla, can it?
No. It can't be strawberry if you're going to be vanilla.
What's it called when you drop a little thing in a film? Is it an Easter egg? That's like an Easter egg. That is an Easter egg, isn't it?
I never heard that shit. What's that? It's Easter like when, egg?
What's an Easter egg, Mark? Can you speak? Yeah. Can you explain it? Yeah. So down the line,
call that shit an Easter egg.
Yeah, like down the line, you talk about vanilla and strawberry in one of the episodes we've just recorded for this, didn't you?
Yeah.
But there we are. So people are like, there's that thing they were talking about in the previous episode. I got it.
Hey, if you ever hear that, drop us an Easter egg. Drop us an egg in the comments.
A literal Easter egg. You can't trust me of Easter eggs. The one year I ate my brother-in-law's Easter egg, it was sat there. He said, "Don't you eat it?" I said, "Yeah, all right." So I ate it.
Yeah.
I was like, fucking hell, I'll buy him another one. So I bought him another one.
You and
then I ate that. I got no control over Easter eggs.
Nah, they are good. But I'll tell you, the Easter eggs back in the day to what they are now. I remember it in my brother over here with an Easter egg and they knocked the kid out and it didn't even break. You know what I mean? I got told off for it. A kid, I can't remember which brother it was. We had a right lump on his head. I was like, look, look, he's starting to hit myself with it and he'll knock me out.
Yeah.
And it still didn't break. You know, it's like fucking Teflon. But these days, mate, you just touch them in your hand, they just fall apart, don't they?
They don't make them like they used to,
nah,
do they?
Nah, they were some hard bastards back in the day.
I also like the cheap Easter eggs.
What?
I like cheap chocolate and Easter eggs. It's the only thing I can do. Is it Easter soon?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm away in Scotland, Easter Sunday, so I know it is. Yeah, it's in the calendar, end of March.
I want a video of you online.
Yeah.
Testing Easter eggs.
Yeah. Should get an old school one, innit?
I say, get an hands on a vintage
Blitz my son with it and see what happens next.
Oh, you wait there, son.
Yeah,
just
bang, I remember, man, I got you some shit. Like, what are you doing here with Easter egg? Fucking state of his head. I know what I find. Kid's got a lump on his head. No, Jesus. Give me that Easter egg. Put it in the microwave, melt that bastard in a minute. Like, all right. You know, just cut back now. I'm probably getting about 25 Easter eggs out of one Easter egg for back in the day, innit? Profit margin's gone through the roof. Fuck me, man. You start selling Easter eggs at fucking Christmas now, don't they? Fucking January the fucking 2nd, you go in, there's Easter eggs and say, like, what the fuck?
You're on one, yeah? Easter eggs.
Well, you can, now, look, we're wise men about Easter eggs. And this is what you can expect from the Wisdom on Tap podcast.
Hey, I'm done. I'm done on your Easter egg rant. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be good times. I haven't got anything else to say. I'll just leave it there. There's nothing coming out of this first episode because all I can think of now is your skit about Easter eggs. Bless you. You're going to get me an Easter egg?
Yeah, maybe an old school
you
one.
You always get me a present, to be fair.
I know. You don't get me shit.
No, I don't.
But I don't give to it. Well, I just don't expect anything from it.
Yeah.
You give me a lot over the years, mate, and all that.
Yeah, I've never got you an Easter egg, though.
No.
I'm going to fucking hunt one down, like an old school. What would you say, like a Dairy Milk? What would they be? Like just a Cadbury's?
It would have been the ones it must have, it's got to have been Cadbury's. They're ahead of the game, innit? But fucking hell, man.
My next door neighbour's lovely.
She used to get stuff in, remember, like Smarties and stuff, shit like that.
Yeah. I've just realised my next door neighbour, Jean, a beautiful woman, love her to pieces. She'll make me a Easter nest.
Bless her.
That's what she does. Cause she said, cause she loves Ari. I'll get Christmas, everything. She always gets him something, you know, like, so Easter, he'll have some Easter eggs, but she'll make the Easter nest and put the egg and that in it. And I was like, I want an Easter nest as well.
That's what she did.
Okay, go on then.
Yeah.
So I'm just realized I'm going to get an Easter nest soon, right?
Good on you, mate.
A couple of weeks away.
Or maybe give some of that shit to me. Bring some down next time. Probably eat them on the way down, innit?
Yeah, they wouldn't make it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't make it.
You probably just make sure you don't get on the train next time so you can eat it, innit?
They wouldn't make it. Excuse. I'd be looking around Doncaster right now going, fucking hell, where's an Easter egg for Ben? Like, it wouldn't make it. I've got this thing, like chocolate. Are you a chocolate or are you...
No, I'm a chocolate guy.
Are you a strawberry or vanilla or chocolate?
Yeah, no, I like my chocolate. I'll have chocolate over sweets all day.
Yeah, I don't like sweets.
I might say to the kids, don't touch that shit. Have chocolate if you're going to have some nasty shit. Eat the chocolate. Fuck sweets.
Eat the chocolate, yeah. But if you could choose like chocolate or like cheese or if you...
Well, I like savoury.
If you sat of an evening and you're like, just fancy a bit of snack and someone says, oh, we got some chocolate in there or we got cheese and biscuits, what would you go for?
Yeah, I do like cheese and biscuits.
I love cheese and biscuits. I love blue... Yeah. The blue, you know, like
with some
stuff that tastes like penicillin or something.
The onions, not the chutney and stuff like that.
Gotta get chutney on it, yeah. I can imagine like you sat down in your living room in your robe.
Yeah, I like robes.
Smoking a big pipe, I imagine.
Yeah, smoked some shit over the years, but definitely not a pipe.
You never smoked out of a pipe?
Nah, don't do that in the city, mate. Might do it up in the hills with you.
Should we get a pipe?
Yeah, depends what you're gonna put in it.
Yeah, fair play.
Put some psilocybin in it or something.
So moving on, Ben, swiftly. You're going to be the main guest because you're my main man. You're like co-host, not guest, sorry. We've got some great guests coming in. We've had some great guests. Looking forward to getting out. Is there any words of wisdom you'd leave this episode with for people? Obviously, this has not been, what you're going to expect from a traditional episode because normally we're sharing lots of amazing stuff. But... on every episode, on every podcast, you have to have the 00 episode where you tell people what they're going to expect. So just tell me in one Benism what people are going to expect from tuning in here every week and getting to know us and tapping our wisdom. You've got a paragraph max.
Paragraph max, put me on a spot. Well, I would say.
Oh, that's a sentence.
what I'm known for, we're known for, that we speak from the heart. We try and be as honest as possible, right? And although we'll be covering some serious topics, we like to be vulnerable and be crazy and mad at sometimes. But we want to have people come here leaving feeling good. And that's the intention of every episode, right? That you come here feeling like it was a good exchange of time and it was worth your time.
Yeah.
And that you're going to come away with something that goes, that makes sense. And even if it's just relating, sometimes reminders are as good as just new information, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we are here to make an impact. And I'd say for the people who are listening, like I said before, you have to be very careful who you're listening to and who you let into your world.
That's three paragraphs, but I liked it.
How do you know it's three paragraphs? I can't with one.
But,
did you put commas and all
long
that shit
paragraph,
in
it? What's your grammar
using
like?
Grammarly. Come on.
Grammarly. Well, anyway, I think that's perfect. I honestly think the whole point of this is you want people to leave feeling slightly better. It's feeling something. Having like, wow, that was cool. That was an escape. And sometimes they're going to be like this, where we're just talking about Easter eggs, I'm sure. But to leave people with a smile on their face, to leave you like, that was insightful. Because some of them we've done, you know, to pre-record these to get them out and to the people have been deep, haven't they? There's been some great deep stuff, some emotional stuff, but then there's been some fun stuff. There's been some Benisms, as we're going to call them now.
Benisms,
you know, and there's been some great things going on. And so the aim is for all of you listening, shall we say, to have a little bit of an escape where you're like, you know what? Somewhere where you feel like, I kind of could belong there. I could join in that chat and it'd be good.
Yeah.
It'd be good crack, as the Irish say. We're big in Ireland as well.
Yeah, they love us over there.
Most of our membership
people, that's my roots. We are. Anyone from an island are mad.
True. So. 20 minutes. Mark just sent me a 20-minute sign. Let's wrap it up there. You ready to wrap it up?
Wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. Mark, can you wrap it up? We're wrapped up. Thank you, folks. Get ready for episode number 1. It's next. Come on, go watch it. Go listen to it. Do it.